Oh, fuck. Are you kidding me? You're really gonna sneak up on me like that while I'm playing Resident Evil 8? One of those goddamn bug bitches is right on my ass. Wait, let me pause it. What's that? I know I asked you to bring me some hot milk, but do you have to creep around like that? Are you afraid Lady Dimitrescu is going to hear you or something? It's only a game, you know. You weren't creeping? You knocked three times, but I was so absorbed by the game I didn't hear you. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. This game has got me wound up, so I'm jumping at my own shadow. Oh. What's that? There's a storm coming? The TV said expect heavy rain and possible lightning? Tastes good, honey. It's always sweeter when it's warm. Give me a kiss. How's the game going? Terrible. I'm stuck in this one part of the castle, and this fucking bug bitch keeps coming at me. I almost hit her once, but she caught me with that damn sickle of hers. She's so hard to hit because she keeps turning into bees or whatever those bugs are. What? Blowflies? What the fuck is a blowfly? Anyway, blowflies, bees, whatever. Yes, I know those are Lady D's daughter, honey. That's pretty obvious. You think they're hotties? But you think Lady D is way hotter? Really? I agree, she's beautiful and so elegant and glamorous. Regal, even, I guess you could say. But don't you think she's a little big? Oh my god, don't tell me you're into that. Don't tell me you want a great big dommy mommy to come and sit you on her lap and spank your bottom. Next, you'll be asking me to roleplay Lady D for you in bed. Not that I would mind. Okay, now scoot, babe. I'm gonna grind this shit out. I really wanna waste this bitch before I go to bed, so don't wait. What the fuck was that? Oh my god. Look at my game controller. It's glowing this weird green color. It just zapped me. What the fuck? No, I'm okay. I'm fine. It's just a little jolt. I'm fine. I think I'm gonna lie down. I do feel a little tired all of a sudden. I need to sleep. Help me up, sweetie. Walk me to the bed. No, it's fine. It's fine. Just need to lie down. That's all. So we finally meet for breakfast, that is. Breakfast is served, my dear. It's about time you get up. It's still raining, but it is daytime. The day is wasting, as they say. Pardon me? Who the hell am I? Please, Ethan, I ask you not to use that sort of language in my presence. Now hurry up and get ready. My daughter should be here soon, and you know how much they love entertaining you. Have you seen my hat? What do you mean, what happened to me? I'm fine. Better than ever, in fact. Now please, Ethan, get up, or shall I have to bathe you myself? Can I see how large I've become? I must be 9 feet tall. Now that you mention it, your condo loft does seem a little cramped today. Thank goodness for these high ceilings. But never mind with your silly nonsense right now, Ethan. I'm not in the mood. Why do I look so pale? I'm not pale, darling. That sounds so unflattering. I'm fair-skinned, that's all. You're not used to seeing me without makeup. Oh, speaking of which, where's my lipstick? Ah, here it is. Everything is such a mess around here. I can't find my dress or my hat. I must have put them somewhere before going to bed last night. Oh, I hate staying over at your place. I can never get my bearings. From now on, we really must spend more time at the castle. Now hurry up, dear. I'm going to need a little blood soon, so I want you to have a good, hearty breakfast. I've got eggs, bacon, sausage, and waffles waiting for you in the hot plate. Now get your ass to the table, or shall I have to spank it for you? What? You really like that I'm so voluptuous now? You want me to get in bed with you so we can... Fuck? Ethan, please! Enough with the vulgarities. You know that I prefer calling it amorous congress or tender indelicacies. But not fucking, my dear, please! Besides, there's no time right now. Daniela, Bella, and Cassandra should be here any minute. And you know how hard it can be to control when they haven't had their morning repast. Besides, I don't want your man hands all over me right now. I'm trying to get dressed. I think I'll have to use these sheets as a wrap since I can't find anything else my size here today. How odd. There seems to be all sorts of ladies' accessories around, but none of them are mine. You haven't been entertaining any other ladies here recently, have you, darling? Because you know how angry that would make Mommy. And you know what Mommy is like when she gets angry, don't you? No other girls? Good. I believe you, Ethan. After all, we have a pretty good arrangement, don't you agree? You give me and my daughters a little fresh blood every day, from the source, as it were, and I provide you with the pleasures you so desire. Namely, free access to this incredible figure of mine. These long, shapely legs. These broad, rounded hips. This nice, flat tummy. These gorgeous, massive, firm, round breasts. And this perfectly shaped triumph of a derriere. They are all yours after nightfall. And there's plenty there to enjoy. But in the day, you're all mine. And I'm really feeling the urge to feed, Ethan. I can't wait any longer. Come here. Come to Mama. Now I'm going to sit on the edge of the bed and put you in my lap and... No, no, no. Don't squirm like that, darling. You'll only make it worse for yourself. You escaped my little brother's idiot games that way, but you won't escape me. Here, give Mommy a kiss. Maybe that will settle you down. I can see you enjoyed that, Ethan. And there's lots more where that came from. But you have to be a good boy. Now turn your head and show me your neck. Oh, goodness, Ethan, stop! Stop fighting me! What's gotten into you? You know I can easily take what I want, so why are you resisting so hard? Oh, I mean, I don't mind a little playful catch and wrestle now and then. You know that arouses Mommy, but not this, Ethan. Are you trying to make me angry? Now I want you to just sit in my naked lap and settle your head between my huge breasts. Whew, that's it. All this activity has got Mama a little ruffled. Now you deserve a little punishment, Ethan. Nothing too harsh, but you need a little reminder of who's in charge here. So since we're both still undressed, Mommy's just gonna squeeze you a little, okay? Now hold it for a little while. Now let's release so you can breathe. Oh, is that a tear in your eye? See, this is what happens when baby gets mommy annoyed. Now take a deep breath and squeeze and release. Oh, you're all red and breathless, and that is another tear I see. And I heard some cracking when I squeezed you that time. Oh, there, there. I hope I'm not breaking any bones, but you need to learn your lesson, Ethan. You're being such a naughty boy. Now Mommy's going to spread her legs a little so you rub against me while I squeeze you this time, okay? And I want you to suck on my nipple while I do it, okay? You've already got me all hot and bothered with your antics, and I may as well enjoy myself while I punish you. Okay, ready? That's it. Put my nipple in your mouth, and now I'll squeeze. That seems to have done the trick. You've practically gone limp, Ethan. Now give me your wrist since you seem so skittish about me biting your neck. That's it now. Hey! Ethan! Ethan, come back here, you slippery little man thing! Running will get you nowhere, you ungrateful, selfish wretch! I'm coming for you, Ethan! I'm coming! I will hunt you, and I will break you! There you are. Like I'd let you get away. You will learn what it means to insult a house, Dimitrescu. First, I'm going to fasten these belts around your wrist. Hooks are so messy and waste so much blood. And then I'm going to hang you with them around these ceiling beams. Oh, there. Hanging by your wrists, all naked for me to savor. I mustn't be greedy, though. Must save some for the girls. Maybe I'll just lick that nice toned body of yours from head to toe as an appetizer. I can taste the fear in your sweat. It's so delicious. I don't know why you have to spoil our arrangement, Ethan. Look at me. Look at the splendor that is Lady Elsina Dimitrescu. Have you never seen such a magnificent specimen? Has there ever been such a voluptuous, glorious example of a female splendor and carnal allure? Look at my heaving bosom. Have you ever seen such perfection? See how my breasts float like two massive globe-shaped pillows? The way they slope gently down my chest and taper into delicate teardrop tips, each one crowned by lovely protruding nipples. Wouldn't you love to spend hours playing with these? Squeezing them, licking them, sucking them. And when I raise my arms, play with my hair like this, my breasts swell out even further, stretching, expanding, almost like they're reaching out for the touch of your hands and the feel of your tongue. What about my gorgeous peach-shaped bottom, Ethan? Let me turn around so you can see what you have forsaken. See how it curves out from my lower back and joins my long, rounded, muscular thighs right here? And what about my little diamond-shaped thigh gap between my cheeks here? The portal to inner worlds of pleasure that you will never know again. Doesn't it look inviting? I can see by that erection you're now sporting that you think it does. And What about my moist, tight, neatly trimmed lady bits down here? The soft, wet lips I'm spreading apart right now. Won't you miss them, too? Well, it's too late, Ethan. If there's one thing I despise, it's a disobedient man thing. I gave you plenty of warnings, but you didn't listen. So now you're just gonna hang there until the girls arrive. Then we will open your veins and slowly drain you, saving a choice cupful for Mother Miranda, of course. Yes, even though you plead for mercy, we will look in your eyes while we suck the last drops of blood. Then we will laugh and tear into your gobbets and feast upon your flesh. What's that? You ask one thing? To please satisfy this surgation of yours? Oh, it does rather look tempting, I must admit. All swollen and stiff like that at the sight of my glory. I suppose for old time's sake I can help you with that, Ethan. Besides, hanging there 6 feet off the ground, you're at the perfect height. Let me wrap my big, soft boobs around your shaft. Just like this. Ooh, you like that, don't you? Your cock is clamped between my massive mammaries. That's it. And thrust your hips back and forth. Side to side. Up and down. There. Let me spit on it to make it slide more easily. Does that feel good, Ethan? Do you like fucking mommy's tits? Oh, they're so warm and soft, but I'm squeezing them tightly around your swollen dick. Ooh, you're thrusting so hard now, back and forth, up and down. You're really enjoying this, aren't you? I'm glad we're having this special moment together, baby. It's such a shame I have to kill you, but you really left me no choice. We can't have useless little man things like you calling the shots now, can we? So enjoy yourself, Ethan. Enjoy my big tits while you can. Fuck them as hard as you want. Come all over them. Here, let me help you. I'll squeeze my boobs together with my upper arms and grab one of your little ass cheeks in each of my hands. There, there, now I've got you. I'm squeezing your ass cheeks while you hump my cleavage. Now spread your legs all wide so we have a super close contact between your cock and my chest. Now, I'll spit on them a little more. Now, go hard, Ethan. Fuck my tits. Fuck them hard. Oh, that's it. Oh, you're so light to me, Ethan. I'm grabbing your ass and rubbing you between my tits like a little rag doll. Do you like that? Yes, I can see by the look on your face that you do. There's so much friction on your slick dick. I'm enjoying you, Ethan. I do love you, you know. But my thirst for your blood is more important than that now. What's that? You want to come in my mouth as a parting gift before you go? Well, why not? You have been a devoted little man thing up until now. I guess that's worth something. All right. Let me lift you a little higher and... Mm. delicious, Ethan. Nice and salty, just the way I like it. Wow, I feel so re-energized all of a sudden. Oh, strength and vitality are coursing through my veins. I don't think I've ever felt so alive before, even though I'm technically dead. Seems like your cum is a perfect substitute for your blood. Maybe even better. I'm going to need some more of that. How about I let you down and we renew our little agreement, Ethan? Okay, I think I'm going to change the terms a little bit this time. I'll let you live, but I get to suck your cock twice a day. And you promise to be a good boy and not run away again? Mm-hmm. Deal? Mm-hmm, I thought so.